Many Nigerian citizens and security experts are raising concerns that the country may be overrun by terrorists after some 200 gunmen Saturday invaded an airport in Kaduna State and killed an official. The attack followed days of violent raids in the state with dozens of people killed. Timothy Obuja reports from Abuja.
Saturday's attack was the latest in a spate of violence that has hit the northwestern Nigerian state for days. Federal airport authorities said the armed terrorists invaded runway 5 of the airport from a nearby forest and opened fire, killing one official and causing flight delays. Kaduna State Commissioner of Internal Security and Home Affairs, Samuel Aruwan, said the military deployed to the airport immediately repelled the attack before it escalated. Armed gangs have been terrorizing the state for years. In the last 2 weeks, dozens of people were reported killed in series of attacks on local communities southward of the state, where sectarian violence has persisted. Jake Studu, an activist from southern Kaduna, says the recent development is worrying.
These guys are actually doing the unimaginable, like things you could not believe or things you could not even imagine. Coming out in broad daylight to attack airports, it's really crazy and scary.
Saturday's attack also occurred as Nigerian president and top officials of his ruling political party, All Progressives Congress, APC, hosted thousands of people in Abuja to mark the party's conference ahead of next year's polls, sparking criticism. The critics say the attacks highlighted major failures on election promises made to Nigerians. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.